So conservative. Election candidates given lessons on white resentment by UK Tory Party. By Peter Cattell on January 26, 2023. Election candidates standing for the UK's Conservative Party are given lessons teaching them about so-called white resentment, a report has claimed. A report published in The Telegraph claimed that election candidates standing for Britain's Conservative Party are to be given a series of online lessons on unconscious bias, microaggressions and even so-called white resentment before going to the polls. It is only the latest in a long slew of evidence that the ruling party is becoming more and more concerned with progressive politics, with the political group currently occupying itself with pushing through legislation on transgenderism. According to the newspaper, individuals looking to stand as election candidates for the party are given access to a number of online courses, including one training module on conscious bias. This is despite the fact that the party claims it is currently trying to prevent such lessons from being taught within government, with one senior figure in the cabinet previously describing such educational materials as being politically correct nonsense. As part of the training, would-be candidates are reportedly informed that they should aim to create as diverse a workplace as possible for the purpose of strengthening the party, with the lessons teaching them about transgenderism-linked terms such as genderfluid, polygender and non-binary. Candidates are also told to be wary of what the course calls white resentment, which it defines as when white employees suggest equality and diversity training is no longer required, as it provides ethnic minority employees with unfair advantages. On top of this, the course allegedly denounces any attempts to champion British identity, saying that any requirement to conform to white British cultural practices, such as anglicizing names in the workplace, is merely part of a system of domination and oppression. In order to gauge whether would-be election candidates were absorbing the lessons, they are provided with a test at the end of the course, during which they are reportedly required to provide answers in line with progressive ideology. For instance, when asked to fill in the blank for the statement, as well as experiencing racial discrimination __ is also a significant problem for BAME employees, candidates are expected to insert the term white resentment. Although some within the Conservative Party have expressed disquiet regarding the revelation that Tory election candidates are being given diversity training, the news is largely in line with the current activities of the organization's parliamentary group. For instance, the ruling Sunak government has largely occupied itself in recent weeks with the promotion of a new bill in support of transgenderism and hardline LGBT activism. Under the proposed legislation, which aims to make so-called conversion therapy illegal, it will be a crime to try and change someone's sexual preferences or gender identity, despite the fact that many have expressed fears that such a ban could end up criminalizing the actions of parents, psychologists and those with religious conviction. Senior figures within the party have also been piling pressure on religious groups to adjust their theology to be more progressive, with one-time Tory leadership candidate, Penny Mordaunt, recently demanding the Church of England change its religious teachings to allow gay marriage. Despite being born and raised a Catholic, the Bill Gates-linked politician wrote to Anglican Bishop Jonathan Frost to demand doctrine be changed, saying that she wants all of her constituents and others to be able to have the right to have their relationships solemnized in their local parish in England. Such a pro-progressivism crusade has not served the party well in the polls, however, with the party seeing its public support halve since 2020, with the Tories now sitting at around 25% in the polls. By contrast, the UK Labour Party now enjoys the support of just under half of the UK's voting population, while support for the populist Reform UK party has also doubled since the last election. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.